David Eagle's blog, read by David Eagle. Let's get into the Christmas spirit, I think, with a blog post originally written on December the 24th, 2011, Christmas Eve. It's a very seasonal blog post. It's called All I Want for Christmas is a Kick in the Balls. Settle down, children, it's going to be good. Before we go any further, I want to stress that this particular story does not involve me. I am not the protagonist in this scenario, which I'm about to relate to you. I know most of my blog posts are autobiographical, but this is not one of them. I spent the last 2 months waiting for something interesting to happen to me so that I can blog about it, but alas, nothing. Which means that I'm going to have to write about someone else, I'm afraid. Yeah, I know. But I hope that doesn't put you off listening to this. Anyway, I just wanted to make sure that you understand that this story definitely is not about me, okay? I wouldn't want to harm my reputation, especially since I've spent the last 3 years painstakingly building it up through this blog. My friend has subscribed to a dating website. I won't give the name of the website or the name of my friend, since I know it would invariably lead to a throng of listeners subscribing to the site, communicating with her in an attempt to date her, merely as a means to getting closer to me. Oh yes, I know your game. Personally, I'm a bit uncertain about the idea of a dating website. It all seems a bit forced. People signing up to a website, creating a profile where they enter carefully considered details about themselves, uploading a specific photo of themselves which they believe best represents them, although of course it does not necessarily mean it accurately represents them. They then browse other people's profiles and perhaps initiate communication with the person once they've seen how the person looks and once they've ascertained certain aspects of their personality. Based on someone's profile, you can divine a person's hobbies and interests, their favourite music, films, books. You can accumulate all this information before you've even said hello to the person. There seems to be something a little bit too clinical about it all, in my opinion. When two people meet in actuality, they discover things about each other through conversation, and perhaps there is a spark. You don't decide to say hello to someone on the basis of preliminary research into the person, unless of course you're a stalker. Their hobbies, likes and dislikes, you discover that by talking to them. Plus, when you talk to someone on a dating website, surely there's already an implication of what you hope might develop between you and that person. There is already an agenda set. This is generally not the case when you spontaneously meet someone when you're out. I enjoy being out with friends and then meeting someone completely unexpectedly. Perhaps something will develop, perhaps it won't. Well, obviously, in my case, it invariably won't. Of course, I'm just saying that to come across endearingly self-deprecating, when of course the reality is that I am constantly seducing women. Surely you can't get any of that surprise and spontaneity on dating websites. Dating websites seem to be a bit like buying a product rather than forming a chance relationship. Are dating websites just another example of how much we've actually become a consumer society? Using the shopping analogy, you browse around and have a look at the various items on offer in the hope that you'll possibly find a bargain, someone who shares similar interests or is attractive, or maybe a two for the price of one offer on some cute twins. When we've found a suitable girl, we pick her up. Off the shelf, as the saying goes. You see, this is a pretty clever metaphor that I've got going on here. You take her to the checkout and hope that she won't complain about any unexpected items in her baggage area. Then you put her in a plastic bag and bundle her into the boot of your car and drive home. I think I might have lost the metaphor a bit towards the end. But mark my words, in a few years' time, dating will be exactly like shopping on Amazon. People who dated Helen also enjoyed Patricia and Charlotte. If you enjoy Jenny, why not try Rebecca? You'll be able to read reviews before you date, and there'll be a 30-day money-back guarantee, providing, of course, your woman hasn't been unwrapped. When our story's protagonist was browsing for women, he wasn't exactly checking out hobbies and interests. He was looking for something a bit more specific. He thought he might have found it in my friend. The conversation seemed to be following a perfectly normal course at first, but then he made his move. He started off by telling her that he had really enjoyed talking to her and he felt that she might be responsive to a rather strange request. He had a rather unusual sexual fetish and he wondered whether she would be up for entertaining it. The discovery of this fetish happened while he was watching the TV one day. In the film he was watching, a Chinese woman was arguing with a man. she got so annoyed with him that she karate kicked him in the balls. Instead of reacting, as you might expect, feeling the man on the television's pain, he was surprised to find that the incident had aroused him. He rewound the film back to the ball-kicking part, and once again, he found himself becoming sexually aroused by it. Intrigued, and curious to explore this new sexual predilection further, he went on a dating website and searched for someone who might be able to entertain his desire. I'm not sure of his exact thought process here, but he decided to search for Chinese women. Perhaps he thought that it might have been the Chinese girl that formed an essential part of his arousal, rather than simply the ball kicking on its own. He started chatting to a Chinese girl online, who was a student at Newcastle University. He eventually broached the subject. She did not seem at all keen, but he was so determined to explore this peculiar fantasy that he offered to pay her for the service. As luck would have it, she was pretty hard up, and so she consented. The arrangement was that she would come round to his place twice a week and kick him in the balls for 15 minutes. Surprisingly, he enjoyed the experience so much that this arrangement continued for the whole year. But this summer, she graduated and went back to China. Therefore, he decided to search for another woman who could take on the mantle. Alas, he could not find a local Chinese girl who would agree to his request. Eventually, he decided that he would have to branch out a bit, and so he went looking for women who weren't Chinese. My friend is Asian, so perhaps this is why he homed in on her. Sadly, she did not consent to the man's wishes, in spite of me begging her to do so that I could write more about it in the blog. See, I'm a great friend. She was going to send me copies of their conversations, so I could include them in this blog post, but when she attempted to visit his profile a few weeks later, she found that it had been deleted. Perhaps he had tried a few more women in the hope that someone would be persuaded, but then eventually accepted defeat and deleted his profile. Or perhaps he was questioned by Revenues and Customs. Presumably, he wasn't paying VAT for the service, and it was just cash in hand. If it was all legal and above board, it'd be interesting to know what it was filed under. It'd be an interesting conversation on the Revenues and Customs hotline. Or perhaps he had died, becoming severely ill due to testicular damage. There are so many other possible reasons why he is no longer on the dating website, but as it's Christmas, I shall spare you the litany of further theories, just on this occasion. There you go, that's the end of that story. Lovely. You're in the Christmas spirit now? I'll be back before Christmas with another Christmas blog post. Watch out for that. Goodbye. Deck my balls with boughs of holly, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. 'Tis the season. Hi-ya! Oh, good golly! Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. You can be my first footer, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. In my groin is where you put her, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. If you want to make some money, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. I've got a task for you, but it might sound funny, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Come to my house twice a week, girl, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Kick me in the balls, I'm not a freak, girl, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Preferably you come from China, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. I promise not to kick you back in the vagina, tra-la-la. Yes, yes, it's a good Christmas number one, I think. Is it too late?